Test 64, Section 2, Question 5. Here we're looking for a flaw in the argument. What does it fail to consider? And it says, kennel club members who frequently discipline their dogs report a higher incidence of misbehavior than members who rarely or never discipline their dogs. So, frequently discipline their dogs, more misbehavior than those who don't. We can conclude from this that discipline does not improve dogs' behavior. So discipline doesn't improve behavior. On the contrary, it encourages misbehavior. So it encourages misbehavior. Now, the problem with this, one of the problems that we get in this is it's a sample selection. If the dogs were all identical in those cases, then that would suggest that. But we don't know whether there are other factors that may be influencing it. It could be that the ones who discipline are also not very good at dog training, and those who don't discipline are good at dog training. Or it could be it's breeds of dog that are more rambunctious. And so those are some of the factors. We just don't know whether it's an apples-to-apples comparison. So it fails to consider the possibility that dogs' misbehavior is the cause of rather than the result of frequent discipline. Well, that's sort of kind of backwards. I'm saying that it encourages misbehavior. Well, maybe, because it is kind of failing to consider that their misbehavior is causing the discipline rather than otherwise. So maybe, because that's switching around correlation causation. Dogs learn from past experience how their owners are likely to react to misbehavior. Well, if anything, that should say that discipline should reduce it. Discipline does not cause misbehavior on the part of animals other than dogs. We really don't care about animals other than dogs for the purpose of the question. Kennel club members tend to be more skilled at raising dogs than are other dog owners. Well, that's fine, but all of these people are kennel club members, so it doesn't matter about other dog owners. And kennel club members are more likely to use discipline than are other dog owners. Again, we don't really care about the non-kennel club members because the passage is only covering the kennel club members. And so therefore, answer choice A does turn out to be our correct one. It's saying there's a correlation between high misbehavior and high discipline, and it's saying therefore the discipline is causing misbehavior when it could be that the misbehavior is causing the discipline. And so A is our best answer.